Hi everyone, this is Dr. Deb Zucker of Vital Medicine, and welcome to tonight's teleseminar call on the topic of awakening our inner healer. So there are a lot of dimensions to what this is, and it's my intention tonight to give you an overview. This is really an introduction to what I see as a life practice. And tonight I'll be pointing towards possibilities of what we may cultivate more fully in ourselves and some paths to do so. And it's my intention to share and leave about 15 minutes or so at the end to open it up for some Q&A engagement. So just a little bit about this topic as an overview. You know, most of the people that I work with are in some way oriented towards serving the greater good, essentially developing themselves so that they can show up more fully in life and really be aligned with what they're here to be doing. And what I'm going to speak to tonight, I imagine, will both reinforce and augment our ways of holding ourselves in the service that we offer in the world, and also bring some awareness to where we may unknowingly be stuck in a duality. And so what I mean by that is, where are we able to show up in loving care for others and to show up in service to the complexity of all that we're now facing together as a human family in our world, and yet perhaps not be able to hold that same loving intention for ourselves? And so when we awaken our inner healer, we actually come to see that they're one and the same. So unless we come into a conscious relationship with that, not from just a cognitive knowing of, oh yes, you know, I'm awakening my inner healer, but from a felt knowing, a felt sense within, we'll either find ourselves neglecting ourselves in patterns of avoidance or self-sabotage in order to serve others, or we may find ourselves with some narcissistic kinds of tendencies, focused so much on ourselves that we neglect to look outwards and connect the caring for ourselves with our offering in the world. And so this topic, awakening our inner healer, actually includes it all. When we awake to it, we see that the healer within us is for ourselves, it's for each other and for all. They're all interwoven together as one when we truly wake up to the preciousness of this life that we've been gifted and of this consciousness that we have and are embodied. So with that introduction, I want to guide us all in a short meditation exercise just to bring this topic more fully home to us. So in this moment, if you could remove distractions from your space and bring yourself as fully present to this call tonight, to this life that you are in this moment, to where you're sitting, to how it feels to be in your body in this moment. So taking some time to touch into the physical aspects of who you are, the sensations arising, the quality of your breath in this moment, the beat of your heart, the areas of tension and the areas of ease, and expanding your awareness to include your thoughts that are moving through right now, and the emotions that might be calling your attention, and how those might be reflected in your physical body. And seeing if you can access that life energy pulsing through you that connects you with all of life. I'd like you now to visualize being with someone who, for you, represents someone who truly has awoken that inner healer in themselves, who truly has come to embody a healing presence. And I'd like you to imagine that person. It could be someone you know personally, or it could be an archetype, or someone who you have some felt sense of as being an embodiment of what it is we're touching into tonight on this topic of awakening the inner healer. And imagine them here with you now. And I'd like you just to take them in and to see, what is it about them that evokes that in you? What is it about their physical presence, how they may be engaging you with the nonverbal communication that they evoke through their physical presence? What about on a more subtle level? What's the feel or the field that you experience them holding? How are they relating with you? What does their presence elicit for you? What is it about them that you might learn to perhaps awaken more fully within yourself, or to acknowledge to yourself that you already have awoken, and simply to bring more conscious attention to that? And I'm asking this partly because as we get into the conversation tonight, I'll be pointing at ways in which what we're talking about really can be skills to cultivate and practice. And they go from the very concrete kinds of skills to a much more subtle field and opening within ourselves, which gets to the topic at hand of the awakening that this is all about. So what is this being that's sitting with you now reflecting to you? How might they be opening you more into your wholeness? How might simply being with them be awakening your own inner healer? So you may, if you have a journal with you, you may want to just jot down some of the things you noticed and to keep them in mind as we move forward in the topic tonight. So awakening our inner healer, our own embodiment of that, means that no matter where we go or what we're engaging in, we always can be living and breathing and offering our unique medicine, our unique healing, both to ourselves and to the world around us. And we do so through our own unique expression and our own unique embodiment. And so this means that awakening to our own inner nature, our own unique expression, it's not simply about coming into some idea of what this is. It's actually allowing ourselves to be a fuller presence and expression of who we uniquely are. We need to be living it. And like I was saying before, we can cultivate this. It's not something elusive that some people have and others don't. And to bring this into more of the concrete realm, in the context of showing up in the relational area, when we're speaking to awakening our inner healer and how that shows up when we're relating with someone else, one-on-one or in a group, This is what allows us to build rapport. This is what allows us to sit with people in the depth of their pain, in the depth of their suffering, touching into the heart of it all, to really see with clear eyes what is happening with another. And we can see with clear eyes because we've been cultivating our own clear seeing of ourselves. And this transformation into becoming a healer, this has nothing to do with being a health practitioner. It has nothing to do with a degree or license. And so me offering this topic tonight is really an acknowledgement that actually when we all wake up more fully to our lives in general, we touch into this inner knowing, this capacity that's in us to serve. To serve ourselves, to serve each other, to serve the larger unfolding of life. And the more attuned that we become to ourselves, the more present we can be with others. We can choose where our attention goes and be a master of it rather than a victim of it. We can feel fully at home in ourselves, confident in our capacities to be with whatever's arising, and clearly, this is a life practice, yet it's one that we can always bring more conscious attention to, and it's one that we, I'd say, need regular reminders to bring the focus of our life energy back to this. So when I say that we can cultivate this, what am I really talking about? At the heart of it all, for me, it's all about waking up. And when I say waking up, I'm meaning being present to the miracle of what it is to be alive in these bodies. Being present to the preciousness that is our lives and truly sinking into that. Again, not just in a cognitive way, but really recognizing that each of us alone is responsible for this particular body and being. Each of us alone is a unique expression of the life energy moving through this particular body. When we fully get that, when we fully feel and acknowledge the life energy that's pulsing through us, the same life energy that is connected with all of life, we feel ourselves to be both uniquely ourselves in this particular body and also connected with all of life. And what I found and what I see in myself and when I work with others and beginning to just touch into the possibility of this awakening is that when we begin to touch into this and really feel it in an embodied way, we come to see ourselves as stewards of this body. And that healing and tending to ourselves is really at the core of our unique duty in life. And that simultaneously, when we touch into that, we see that serving ourselves in these ways is serving all of life. And it also awakens in us that outward perspective of how when we allow ourselves to blossom, when we allow our life energy to bloom and express itself as only it uniquely can, we touch into how that unique expression touches the world. When we let go and fully allow it to, support it to, nourish it into being. And so now I want to talk a bit more specifically about some of the areas that we can focus in on this cultivation of awakening our inner healer. The first territory is expanding our awareness of ourselves. And so ultimately this is about truly coming home to ourselves, truly embodying ourselves in a conscious way. And that includes a whole range of things. It's becoming intimate with this physical body, aware of how to care for it, what's going on, how do we nourish and tend to what we take in to this physical body and what we let go of, and how do we become so deeply intimate with ourselves that we actually see ourselves as our ultimate healer? And we may seek out support and guidance from others, reflections and the expertise that's out there, but that ultimately we come to know ourselves more intimately than anyone else can come to know ourselves. And that extends beyond our physical body too. It extends to our thoughts and emotions, our whole terrain of the mental emotional realm, and the interconnections between our thoughts and emotions in this physical body, and how we can learn to navigate that and heed the feedback that's there. And again, become more masterful at nourishing and tending to this particular body and being that we are. And moment to moment being able to do that, coming back home to ourselves, being present, centered and grounded, and somatically embodied. So it's like we're fully acknowledging that we have this physical presence with all these other dimensions interwoven into it in a conscious way. A lot of us, you know, again, getting back to some of these patterns, a lot of us who are so oriented around how we can serve in the world, how we can show up and help others, can often be so oriented in that mode that we can run ourselves into the ground. We can be sort of that martyr energy where we're actually not focused on the impact on our physical body, on the impact of our life energy and where that's flowing and how we can actually reorient ourselves so that life energy is nourishing ourselves as we're offering that expression out in the world. So another layer of the awareness of ourselves that I want to really augment that ties in with everything I've been saying is focusing on our own personal healing. And so as we're awakening that inner healer, it's easy to go to that space of showing up as a healer for others, but actually fully embracing and focusing on the realm of personal healing and seeing that, again, not only on that realm that I was just talking about in terms of our own sustainability of service outwardly by serving ourselves, but that in seeing that the more intimate we become with our own personal healing, the more we embrace our own darkness and explore our psyche, the shadows, the parts of us that we may have disowned and we don't want to fully acknowledge are actually a part of the whole of who we are. The more we embrace all of that, body, mind, soul, spirit, the different dimensions, becoming intimate with our wounds, coming in more of a state of peace and ease with the different dimensions of ourselves, with the paradoxical aspects, with the polarities that we inhabit, knowing with humility what it is to need help and support, to recognize that we're not alone even as we're stewarding ourselves. All of this is developing compassion and clarity and awareness that translates into how we can show up with another. And along with this, when we actually come into this level of depth of intimacy with ourselves, with the focus on truly coming to love and nourish and care for ourselves as much, if not more so than the capacity we have to do so out there in the world for others, that this actually augments our capacity to live in alignment with our own unique life path, truly living our passions, truly listening for the feedback that our own vital life energy is giving us. Is our life energy actually being expressed and channeled to where it's truly wishing to go? And for me, as I speak that, I think of the analogy of a garden and what it is when we tend to the plants in the garden and we get to watch that transformation that happens of the seeds that go into the ground. And as we're diligent in the nurturing of those and the watering, making sure that they get the compost and other nutrients they need and the sunlight, and we weed out what might be competing around them, and we really tend to them, we get to see how each seed shows up in its own unique expression, even of the same species. And that when it's given all that it needs to flourish, that each of those plants have their own life energy their own form, their own fruits, their own way of being that is going to be different from every other plant out there. And I like to think of that in acknowledgement for how we can hold ourselves too. That when we tend to ourselves from that orientation, that we're doing so to align our life energy more fully, to allow the life energy to express us, to express this body and being in the ways that it most naturally wishes to. And there's a learning process. That's why I was saying this is all life practice, because we get to go back and forth and realign and find ourselves again. But this realm that I'm speaking to in this part of the topic, this personal healing, is actually becoming more and more intimate with ourselves, so that as we may make choices or we may have experiences that aren't as fully in alignment, we can heed the feedback that's happening physically, that's happening in our emotions, that's happening in our thoughts, that's happening in the reflections we're getting out there in the world, and then steer ourselves back. And that's life, you know. It's sort of this in and out fluctuating journey of opening and closing and realigning ourselves. And as we learn to do that, we come into less and less of a wiggle room with that. So with that, our life expression becomes more finely attuned, and our capacity to show up for ourselves and then show up for others is augmented. This is a key part of awakening the inner healer. And again, everything we learn in this process with ourselves translates to how we can support others, to help others find that same alignment, that same calling, that same intimacy with themselves, and that same acknowledgement of the wholeness of who they are, that we actually heal in the embrace of all those different parts of ourselves that we might not have the courage earlier in our life to acknowledge are there. As we step into our strength more fully, honor the shame and the vulnerability, honor the gifts that are there, the humanity, the humility there, we come into more of a state of being at home in ourselves and more of a capacity to show up fully in the world with whatever is here for us to be doing and being and embodying. So I've talked so far in these first two segments really about kind of cultivating the awareness of the self and the personal healing. And now I want to expand on that into the realm of linking that awareness with self with the awareness of the other and cultivating a we space. So this is really about learning skills and capacities to listen more fully with all of our senses, to expand our awareness into using our intuition and our felt sense of the energetic dynamics that we may not be able to name in an objective way, but are very much a part of communicating, that creates a space that elicits more of a sense of wholeness and authenticity from the other person and ourselves. And one of the things that I find the simplest in teaching these skills to others, as well as remembering for myself as I show up in the world, is that if we don't remember anything else, simply dropping back into a state of curiosity, like that childlike wonder of not knowing as we sit with other people, as we show up with other people, it opens us up. It opens our heart space. It opens our sense of emptiness to receive and to receive as a gift what other people are offering to us. And as we expand more fully into that place of curiosity, we find ourselves able to show up, letting go of assumptions, letting go of needing to fix or heal someone else. So here's a bit of the paradox here. We're talking about awakening our inner healer, but actually we find that simply being in the orientation of being a healer can often bring us far away from what that actually means. it creates often a hierarchy. I mean, if you think about our mainstream medical system right now, there's such a hierarchy in terms of how we relate with health practitioners. And what I'm speaking to here is about healing at a totally different level. So from a place of one human being to another, that actually opens up a space of empowering and deep trust for each individual's capacity to heal oneself and to become deeply intimate with one's own truth and inner knowing and authentic expression, and that we actually need one another. We're not alone, and we need one another, and we need one another often for that reflection and that reminder of who we truly are. You might think back to the meditation that I did at the beginning of the talk tonight of what was really evoked for you when you sat with that person who represented someone who was awake to their inner healer, who was embodying a healing presence. And oftentimes when we're awake to that in ourselves and we show up with someone else, simply through our presence and way of listening and way of touching in to that deeper knowing of who we all are and the interconnection that's there and our capacity to open ourselves to love, to open ourselves to not knowing, to open ourselves to our fullness of humanity. As we each come to know that and embody that more fully in ourselves, it opens that possibility in those that we're sitting with, that we're showing up with, even if we never speak to it in any direct way. And another aspect of this realm of expanding our awareness of ourself with another is the realm of developing our communication skills. And so these can be both what I was talking about already, kind of some of those more subtle energy listening and intuition and ways of feeling and acknowledging the nonverbal communications that are happening all the time. And then it also can be some hard skills. So actually learning ways of reflecting back what we're hearing from someone else, so paraphrasing, letting them know that we've heard them and have digested what they said and can reflect it back to them in a way that they can hear it differently, but also know that we've heard them. Open-ended questions, so asking questions again from that orientation of curiosity where we don't know the answer. We let go of our expectations and assumptions, and we allow our questions to actually evoke something new that maybe the person themselves never even knew about for themselves before. And the nonverbal communication skills of eye contact, of posture, body position, ways in which we're showing that we're listening through nodding or small, you know, subtle noises. There's so many ways that we can show that we're truly there in presence and loving intention with another that are both sort of the actual words that come out of our mouth and the ways that we listen and reflect back, and also the energetics and the openness and presence that we have in ourselves. Again, coming back to how at home are we in ourselves? Because if we're really there in ourselves with an open heart and loving intention and holding ourselves with that same level of compassion, we'll be able to be truly present with another and to hold that space and possibility for them too. Which gets to the last topic I wanted to talk about in terms of kind of breaking this down a bit more, is actually taking the time and attention to cultivate capacities in ourselves to more fully embody love, to more fully embody a healing presence. And this can feel like that zone of, well, some people just have it and some people don't. It can feel kind of elusive. But there's actually a lot of practices out there that can help you to cultivate it and to come into it on a more regular basis. a lot of spiritual traditions are grounded in this. There's a whole range of different approaches, and I don't want to even get too specific in my examples now, because for each of us, we're going to be called to something different, and there's a lot of pathways there, and for us to trust ourselves in terms of what's our unique path and what calls to us. But cultivating that space of witnessing, of being able to connect in with that larger life energy of which we're a part, where we can witness ourselves as both uniquely us, and that we are who we are, and there's the capacity to step back and view ourselves and watch our thoughts and view kind of life's greater unfolding from a place of recognizing that we're a part of it and we're witnessing it. And there's lots of meditation practices for that. Again, there's a whole range of different traditions to choose from. But as we do that, we can tap into our capacity to more fully recognize ourselves as a conduit, truly offering ourselves in service, inviting different states and energies into ourselves and into our present awareness. And you know, there's meditation, there's yoga, there's qigong, there's spending time in wilderness. There's so many different ways to access this. And what I want to say is it can happen anywhere at any time. And oftentimes, you know, particularly if we're newer to this cultivation, it very much helps to have the guidance and support of teachers and groups, spiritual communities, that sort of thing. So cultivating our capacities to more fully embody a loving, healing presence includes actually bringing some intentional focus on this realm of what we're able to come to embody in our lives and in our work. And again, to do so from the orientation that we're offering this to ourselves, and that is also our service. So it's both, that cycle that's there. And in the spirit of that, I just want to guide one more short meditation practice, and then I'll be opening it up for some Q&A time at the end. So after all this talking for me, if you could take some time to tune in to how it feels to be in your body right now. With all these words flooding through, how connected have you stayed with this physical being that you are? What are you noticing in this moment with your breaths, with your heartbeat? What's your sense of how at home you feel in yourself? Are you aware of any resistance or ways in which you're not embracing aspects of your physical self or your emotional reality? Thoughts. Let's see if there is any kind of intention or invitation that you'd like to make to yourself to allow yourself to come more fully home in this moment, accepting all of who you are. So I'd like you now to bring your attention to your heart space, and feeling the quality of the physical sensations at both the front of your heart and the back of your heart. And imagining that your breath is flowing in through the back of your heart and out through the front of your heart. And with each in-breath, your heart opens just a little bit more. And with each out-breath, it opens just a bit more still. Feeling yourself as you open your heart a bit more with the cycle of the breath. And I'd like you to imagine that it's like your body right now is sort of bathing in just a loving energy. If you have a particular color or sensation that you want to bring to that, but it's just surrounding you, this energy of love. You have a felt sense of that. I'd like you to imagine that you start breathing that in with your cycle of your breath. Through the back of your heart, breathing in that loving energy, that love energy that's all around you. And as you breathe it in, imagining just as the oxygen in your breath gets circulated through your whole body, that that love energy also gets cycled through your whole body. And as you breathe out, you're sharing that love back out there in the world around you. So you're breathing it in, taking it in to receive, and allowing it to nourish you, to fill you up. And as you're filled up, you then breathe out to share it in the world, feeling yourself that conduit of love and also the recipient of it. So repeating that pattern a few more times and simply watching what in you may be shifting or changing, how this feels for you. Feeling yourself in that cycle and imagining that as that love energy is flowing in, it's acting like that awakening force. It's reminding you of who you truly are, of your essence, of this life energy that's pulsing in you, that actually is itself also of the same love energy that you're breathing in, that you're surrounded by, that you're made up of. So as you drop into that consciousness and feel that evoked, whatever's evoked in you right now, may open your eyes and kind of jot down anything if you have a journal with you, noticing what you may have been reminded of. And bringing this back to where I started this conversation with, of really recognizing that as we awaken our inner healer, we actually get connected in with the cycle of life. We actually get connected in with that sense of there being no difference between the nourishment of ourselves with bringing ourselves an orientation of love and deep care and stewardship and bringing that to those that we care about, that we may know intimately or that we may have never met out there in the world, and to this greater planet that we're a part of and all of life of which we're a part, that actually it's all part of the same cycle, just as with that breath, breathing in that loving energy, cycling it through us and breathing it out. Whether we're conscious of that kind of meditation experience or not, that's really the truth of who we all are. And it's really the possibility that we all can awake more fully to. And when I said that this is an introduction tonight, it really is that, because this is a life practice. We all forget. We all lose touch with this. We all get caught up in our agendas and our missions and the dramas of our life and the challenges of what it is to be a human being at this time. And yet we all always have the opportunity to remember at any moment and to create structures and communities of support to help us to come back to that more fully. Because ultimately, when we're coming back to that more fully, we're coming back to life. We're coming back to the truth of our own expression. And when I speak to in all of my teachings about awakening to health, this is it. This is what I'm talking about. Health is all of our lives. It's about aligning our life energy. It's about awakening to this responsibility that actually doesn't feel like a burden. It feels like the most precious gift that we have, to actually tend to this life energy, that no one else is going to tend to this particular life energy that's expressing through this body and being that we are. So with that, I am going to stop talking and open it up for some Q&A time. So all you need to do is press *6 if you have anything to say, and there's no requirement of that, but I am available now for the next 15 minutes or so if anyone wants to bring in anything to the conversation. Okay, so seeming like there might not be any questions tonight, and I just want to offer myself up if anything comes later on that as this percolates in you listening to this talk, whether you're listening to this live or at a later time, please feel free to just email me at deb@vitalmedicine.com, and I'll happily receive your questions and do my best to respond. So thank you all for joining in this call, and yeah, I wish you all an awake and alive evening of really sinking into this preciousness and miracle that we all have the opportunity to be present to in our lives, and to really recognize the healer in all of us that's waiting to be awakened, and that is really the essence of who we all are. So thank you and good night.